So we're going to try this. And maybe I'll just give you a little, we'll have just a few seconds here of contemplation where you can actually, I'm going to be asking you to conjure up or get in touch with an unpleasant emotion. It's always recommended that you don't start with trauma or, you know, incapacitating unpleasant memories or feelings. And you don't have to. If you can just get in touch with how miffed you were when someone took the last cookie, if you can just get in touch with mild irritation, honestly, that is predisposing you to be able to use emotion as support. And by working with what I would call lightweight emotions, it builds up your strength. Just like working out in the gym, you just start where you are, and then you work out and your strength grows. So by using lightweight emotions, irritation, miffed, slightly disgruntled, or mild anxiety, believe it or not, it's building up your strength to be able to work with really, really difficult emotions. But you don't have to start with the difficult emotions. So let's just for a minute see if you can just come up with a memory that you can use for this exercise of remembering an unpleasant experience, such as being criticized. And as I say, sometimes people use a memory, sometimes they use a visual. You know, they just think of a certain room or person and the feeling comes. So just for a second, do this so it'll be easier when we get to it. And I'm not asking you now actually to do the meditation, but just to see what you're going to use. And then we'll do that, and then I'm going to ask you to work with a pleasant emotion. And to do that, come up with a memory or a visual, anything that evokes a pleasant emotion, such as being praised. So for a moment, just think if you can think of that, have a memory or a visual of that evokes that pleasant emotion. Okay. I mean, that may not have been long enough, but at least it gives you a little head start. So let's do it like this. I'll hit the gong and just start with placing your mind on the breath, like letting breath be the support, letting breath be your friend for training and being present. And if your mind wanders off, which it usually does, it just come back to the breath. We'll do that just for a short time. And then I'll hit the gong again and say, and just rest in non-meditation. Just rest in the open awareness. Now the image here is of, to use the Mindy Rinpoche image, is of space, and then anything can arise in that space and be the object, the support for your training. And at that point, I'll ask you to mentally fabricate, or using a memory or a visual, come up with an emotion that's unpleasant, like being criticized. And then ask you to place your attention on the emotion. There's various ways that people do this, and first I'm going to suggest that you just see if you can contact the texture of the feeling, or just as if someone said, was going to ask you what it felt like. Just fully put your attention on the emotion itself, just as it is. Some people find it helpful to feel its temperature or its texture or somehow its quality. And for some people this is very easy, other people difficult, but just do your best to just be present with the unpleasant emotion. And we'll do that for a short time. And then I'll hit the gong again and we'll just go back to resting in open awareness. And as always, whether you're resting on emotion, using emotion as support, using emotion as your friend to train, or whether you're resting in non-meditation, in both cases, if your mind wanders off, you just very gently bring it back without the labels of right and wrong, shouldn't, shouldn't. It's just what's happening, you know. It's just what's happening. Come and go. And then we'll do it with a pleasant emotion. Are you ready? Start when I ring the gong with just using breath as the object, using breath as a support for staying present. Now just rest naturally in open awareness, in non-meditation. And in that space, anything and everything can arise. So think of something or visualize something that brings up an unpleasant emotion, such as being criticized. And use that emotion itself as your support. Use that emotion itself as your friend to train in being fully awake, present. And the eyes can be open or closed. You may have to keep bringing the feeling back by bringing up the memory or the visual again. Good, that's good. So let's try it with a pleasant emotion. Just use a memory or visual to touch into a pleasant emotion, something agreeable, something you like. It can be a long time ago, it could be recent. Could even be expectation of the future. Get in touch with a pleasant emotion and experience it just as it is. Free of the labels. Let it be a support. Just be there with it. just return to just open awareness, non-meditation, just. And if the rumblings of the pleasant or unpleasant are still there, that's fine. Okay. Now, one of the things on using emotion as support for awakening, for training, and being present, emotion always is felt in the body. For me, I have a definitely rest in the feeling of say, like embarrassment. But what's really keeping me present is how it's I'm feeling it physically, in tightness in the stomach or knot in the solar plexus, stiffness in the neck, clenched jaw, something, furrowed brow, whatever, or increased heartbeat or sweating or body temperature rising, and all kinds of things. So we're just going to go through it again. And this is just to say that when we do it this time, before I said touch in, just place your mind on the emotion itself, its texture, quality of the emotion. But alternately, you can experiment with both ways. This time I'm going to say come up with the memory of something that's unpleasant, and then use that as a support, that unpleasant emotion, that difficult emotion, that uncomfortable emotion. But either experience the texture directly or be aware of how you're feeling it in your body. This is can be very helpful. So I don't mean to add so many things that it gets confusing, but I just want to say that a way to use emotions as a support, as a friend, as a helper on the path of awakening is you can also, when the emotion arises, use how it's affecting your body. And rather than the whole body, usually the easiest thing is just zero in on one part. So for instance, maybe your body temperature is rising, you're sweating, your palms are moist, your stomach is in a knot, and your brow is furrowed. Just choose one of those things. I heard a story, I read something of Menje Rinpoche's where he was working with a student who had severe depression, and he asked her what it felt like, and she said, "It feels like molten lava throughout my whole body." And he said, "Okay, well, we're just going to use that feeling as the support, as the friend for your awareness, just a support for being present." And he said, but instead of the whole body, just focus on your big toe. If there's a molten lava feeling in your whole body, just choose a finger or a toe or something. So this is the same idea that working with emotion, you could just use a tight stomach or solar plexus or sweating palms, whatever, just one thing as a support, as your friend for training. I hope that's clear. So I'll ring the gong and just very, very briefly, the reason I keep starting with the breath is because You don't have to do that. You can just start right off resting in non-meditation. But generally speaking, when you sit down to meditate, it's good to settle and be here. And when you're at home, it's often you're just going to be doing it for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or half an hour or something. And it's just before work or just after work or something. And to just settle and bring your mind home, back to home base, the breath is a good way to just sort of begin and then rest in the non-meditation. And then in that space, anything and everything can happen. That's like your home base, the vast spaciousness of your mind, of your being, the open dimension of your being. And then mentally fabricate think of something that brings up an unpleasant emotion and use that as the support for training. And as I'm saying, you can either do what we did last time with the texture or experiment with feeling it, using the your body and how it's manifesting in your body as the support for your meditation. But these are both about meditating with emotion as the support. So starting with the breathing, just let breath be the support. Just a home base, resting in non-meditation, big space of mind. And within that space, home base, using a memory or a visual, connect with an unpleasant emotion, such as being criticized, not getting what you want, getting what you don't want, and use it as a support. Find how it is manifesting in your body, and you can use that as the support for meditating on emotion. Just rest again. Sometimes very common that the kind of rumblings of the unpleasantness and the stomach clenched or something is still there, you know, just because the gong rings, it doesn't go away. And but there's this, can be the feeling of it happening, a lot of space around it, the space around the emotion. Not so claustrophobic. Just as it is. So let's try it again with a pleasant emotion. I know it's hard to just switch on and off like this, but we're training for real life where it will take no effort at all to come up with these, particularly the unpleasant. So when I hit the gong, just using memory of past, of future, or visual, just connect with the feeling of pleasantness, pleasant feeling, well-being, happiness, contentment, anything pleasant. Don't try to change anything. If unpleasant just slips in, just use that as a support. But try to see if you can come up with a pleasant emotion. How does it manifest in your body? Back to home base and just sit here for a bit. Okay, good.